The flurry of political activity in North Korea, a toned-down military parade with no long-range missiles, mass games, and visits of high-level Chinese officials show hope for those seeking a breakthrough in negotiations over North Korea's denuclearization. In Seoul, South Korean President Moon Jae-in's lead foreign policy advisor briefed the foreign press on the agenda for the upcoming inter-Korean summit, suggesting verifiable denuclearization would require several measures from the United States.
America should provide North Korea with a political assurance, such as the exchange of liaison offices and diplomatic normalization, and military assurance, such as a non-aggression treaty, and economic assurance, easing economic sanctions, and helping North Korea to be a constructive member and normal member of the international economic community.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un September 18th to 20th for the third time this year, following the April summit, which produced the Panmunjom Declaration outlining inter-Korean cooperation, and another meeting in May. South Korea has called for bold moves from both Pyongyang and Washington.
Just very recently, the South Korean government went to Pyongyang and brought back the message of Kim Jong-un, saying that he's actually willing to cooperate with the United States on the denuclearization. That's a big commitment. So I'm expecting that in the next few weeks or month, we will see actually quite some development.
The White House has accepted a proposal from the North's Kim for a second summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, although Washington has been wary of providing Pyongyang any incentives prior to complete denuclearization, recently blocking an inter-Korean railway survey.
South Korea continues ramping up engagement with North Korea despite resistance from the U.S., with a three-day inter-Korean leadership summit in Pyongyang next week. The big challenge will be getting North Korea and Washington to agree on a timeline for denuclearization, together with the benefits and sanctions relief Pyongyang seeks in return. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.